Time for the U.S. Staffing Show.
Oh, boy. The best part of the show is before you turn the mics
on. Oh, yeah.
Ben Jones, Jim Dolson here from U.S. Staffing.
Yeah.
I live for Monday mornings to come in here and just...
Okay, Ben, you're taking your team... big tournament this weekend. I want to hear about it.
Yeah, so we're heading up to Sault Ste. Marie, all the way up to just about the middle of Canada.
That's a road trip, baby. That's a road trip.
No, it's actually like 50 degrees here, right. So and it's not supposed to be raining, so it shouldn't be bad. But, yeah so the Jaha Jackson Giants 14U house team is going to Sault Ste. Marie, and nice. We're one of the top eight teams for that division in the state, and we're going to be playing for a state banner.
State championship.
Oh, yeah.
To match another banner you brought home, right?
That's right. We did. We won the Little Caesars division championship, so that banner will be
very nice.
Going in the rink as well.
Well, so
some good competition up there.
Yeah. So all the district champs playing each other, so...
Yeah, nice. Good luck to you guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, unrelated to hockey.
Okay.
We're talking about family businesses today. In fact, unrelated to a lot of things we've been talking about. Family businesses.
Double doinks.
Yes. Double doinks and hockey. But we thought it'd be fun to start with some quotes from kids that who say things about, you know, these are parenting kinds of things. So here's what one parent wrote. This is a quote from a parent. The quickest way for a parent to get a child's attention is to sit down and look comfortable.
That's right. Yes.
That goes for grandparents, too, by the way.
That's right. So, well, this is something I might, you know, think when I don't hear noise in the house. I know I've done this before. Silence is golden. Unless you have kids, then silence is just plain suspicious. And that's absolutely.
Silence is trouble.
Oh, boy, it is, too. Or this one from all those New England Patriots fans. This is funny. A grandmother wrote about her granddaughter, quote, when she was 11 years old, my granddaughter and I went to the library. It was closed. When we got home, I checked the calendar and told her it was closed because it was Patriots Day. She said, they must have had a big game.
They closed the library.
That's right.
Interview. That's funny. All right. Now, if you have grandkids like Kathy and I do, you'll know this one to be true. A child was asked about what a grandparent is. Greg, you're a grandparent, right?
Yeah.
Greg, yeah. So you know this, all right? So the child asked about what a grandparent is, and the child responded, grandparents are a lady and a man who have no little children of their own. They like other people's kids.
That's right. Well, Greg, we're looking at family businesses this week and how they fared over the last 13 months or so in this pandemic. We know that businesses of all types have suffered. Some have barely survived and others did not. Some just they couldn't make it.
Yeah. So, but family-owned businesses have had a particularly difficult time, as highlighted in a recent article written by Jennifer Pendergrass from Ben's alma mater over there at Northwestern University.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome basketball team.
That's right. Well, anyway. So, you know, these businesses, they have...
If you want to get fired, just insult your bosses.
Alma mater, yes,
well, right. The women's team was very good.
They were pretty good.
Were they?
Yeah. I think they beat the men's team.
Probably.
So these businesses have had to balance both the economics of their situation as well as their legacy within the communities that they reside. They have had to make some tough decisions, such as layoffs, while maintaining a good reputation in their communities. And not an easy balance act for a family business, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is, you know, got to stay focused on being loyal to their local community as well as being able to stay profitable.
Stay open, right?
Yeah.
So Pendergrass suggests several actions for family-owned businesses to consider as the U.S. economy bounces back here. Now, she contends that family businesses must take a long-term view as they go through this economic recovery that's in front of us right now, but also prepare for what comes next, Ben.
Yeah, so one suggestion she has is to weigh opportunities to buy assets. Family-owned businesses often have available cash set aside, like in a rainy day fund kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the author suggests that now might be the time to use that cash to buy equipment, for example. You know, assets might be available at a discount as other similar businesses are either reducing their footprint or even closing up altogether.
And they got things ready to buy.
Yeah, they got equipment that's still useful.
So she also suggests that as the recovery begins and family-owned businesses look to the future, that now is the time to innovate and expand. You know, if there's cash available to do so, now's the time to adapt to the new needs of customers or consumers, depending on who you serve.
Yeah, but another consideration is to identify the risks to the business. Any expansion needs to be counterbalanced with the risk of giving up that cash or even going into debt as you expand. This requires objective thinking by the owners with an eye toward the long term. You know, so spending cash to expand or saving the cash, you know, just in case is kind of what you got to balance there.
Yeah, it could be a risk. So the author also highlights an often overlooked must-have for family businesses, and that's a succession plan. The question of who from the next generation will take over the business as the current owners retire is an important one to answer. But it can be a thorny issue, Ben, inside of a family business. But now, Pendergrass suggests, is now is the time to develop that next person who's going to run the business before there's a next crisis coming up.
Yeah, you know, and Pendergrass suggests that tip here is this is the time for family-owned businesses to re-examine their purpose. You know, ask questions like, why are we doing this? Why are we in business together as a family as opposed to maybe doing something else? You know, why do we exist? That kind of thing. So if nothing else, it's a good time to recommit to that purpose that kind of defines your legacy.
Right, yeah. So clarifying the purpose for a family-owned business is especially important as we transition out of this pandemic and at the same time take on a number of social issues in the workplace, like know who you are. Clarity about purpose brings a sense of direction.
Yeah, for sure. So listen, maybe you're the owner of a family-owned business and you need help finding people. Contact us. We have employees looking to join a great work culture that we'd like to meet. So, Jim, how can people in the Jackson area get a hold of us?
Yep, for sure, Ben. Business leaders and potential team members who want to talk with us can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency, and they can also live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com, or come on over to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner and sit down and chat for a while. Our number over there is 787-6150.
Go Jackson Giants.
Go Giants.
Good luck.
Thanks.